Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is a good friend of mine, Oscar Schoenfeldt, a Shreveport native, a Baton Rouge transplant, and also, speaking of that, he's calling me all the way from North Carolina, Duke University, I believe, the hospital there, and he's got a book out. We're going to talk about his book. We'll promote the book and how you can get his new book about his life and being a sports agent, and that's on sportsagentbook.com is his website. But Oscar Schoenfeldt, thanks for joining us all the way from Duke University, and tell everybody why you're at the hospital now.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate you having me on the show. I've been on here a few other times, but I'm actually in the hospital at Duke University for a heart transplant, and I'm waiting for a heart. Yep. So this is a great diversion, so to speak.
Yes.
But I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through this just to get a diversion. But And it also feeds into the book, and I had a diagnosis 4 years ago of a rare heart condition called TTR amyloidosis. And it's one of those things, when I got the diagnosis, I went to the internet and you look to see, how do you take care of this? You know, what's the treatment for this? And I saw it was transplant. So it kind of, overwhelms you at first, and, through a lot of prayer, and I just kind of put it in God's hands. But I had a 2-year-old grandson named Solomon, and I wanted, in case anything happened, I wanted him to have, you know, some access to know his granddad some way. And yeah. I had been in the sports business, as you know, and been on your show several times, and I just had a lot of great stories, I thought, that people like to tell. And so I thought, well, I'll just try to write a book and put him in there, and if anything happens, then Solomon will have a book to read. So that's kind of how the whole thing started. And now 3.5 years later, I just finished the book, and it just got the physical copies this week. And I think it came out really nicely with a lot of photographs and interesting stories to sports, for people that love sports like you and me. And it's about some characters and athletes that I think people will be familiar with, particularly LSU and Southeast Conference. So you can get the book at the sportsagentbook.com, and we can talk about it a little bit. But that's the background of writing the book. So
let me mention this, Oscar, before we take a break, and we'll probably finish it on the next break, coming from the next break, but I've known you personally for 25-plus years. We met through the sports industry. I'm being in the recruit industry, recruiting, consulting. You heard about me through radio and an event. I had a recruiting event back when they were legal, when kids could commit in public. And I was one of the first to start that. Not bragging, but you know my whole story. We just a family pop, you know, business, me, my mom, my stepdad, and just an entrepreneur, went out there and got all the recruits to commit when this thing was not even popular yet. And you came to one of our events. I met you. I've been friends with you ever since. And I've gotten to know some sports, college famous guys and pro players through you. Rufus Porter, that played for the Saints. You represented him in football. Also, you know, Stanley Roberts in the NBA in Europe. LSU, you had some guys go to Southern University that you represented. Darwin Ham, who's a coach now in the NBA, you represented. I can go on and on and on. You know, BJ, the late BJ, the scout for the Houston Rockets, rest in peace, BJ, was a good friend of yours. And I know a lot of these people that I'm mentioning right now, a lot of these pro players, college players, are people that you're going to talk about in your book, right, Oscar? These are some of them.
Yeah, I kind of picked out not all my clients, but some of the most notable and interesting stories, but not all big stars, obviously. I mean, Rufus was all pro, and Stanley was well known, and then, of course, Irvin Johnson had 13 years in the NBA.
Right.
So it gives a sports fan a look at more of a life of the ordinary or normal NBA or NFL player. I pretty much feature Rufus Porter, who was all pro, I said, and played with the Saints in Tampa Bay, and of course was drafted by Seattle. And then I got Willie Williams from LSU, who played, you know, 4 or 5 years in the NFL, which is probably what the typical NFL player does.
And Toronto Argonauts and Doug Flutie.
Right, yeah, he won a championship with Doug Flutie. Thanks for reminding me. And, of course, I do mention the famous sports expert, Lee Burkine, in the book also.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look, yeah. We're going to take a break.
You're one of the characters I met, Lee. I put a lot of time to have a few, you know, sports characters, and you're one of them. So,
like Elvis says, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Look, we're going to take a break, and I know Oscar's not going anywhere. And right now I'm not going anywhere, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want you to share a story I just thought of, Oscar, about Irwin Johnson, what he did, where, how he got to college, what he did when he was out of college to get to where he's got a phenomenal story that I know the story. You told me, but the public, a lot of people don't know his story before going at the rags to riches, before he went to the NBA and before he even went to college. We'll be right back with more of Oscar Schoenfeldt. We've got a new book out we're going to talk about when we come back. We'll promote his website on how to get the book about his life as a sports agent. A lot of great stories in this book, and we'll talk about it. It's now ready to go for people to order the book. We'll be back in just a moment. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine, and our guest today is Oscar Schoenfeldt, all the way in Duke University Hospital there in North Carolina. You want to get his new book that's coming out. It's actually printed. The website to go get the book, to order the book, is sportsagentbook.com. That's sportsagentbook.com. And Oscar, tell everybody about Irwin Johnson's story. You know, you knew him before the NBA. You knew him before he became great in college, but he's got a great story.
Yeah, I actually had met him when he was a senior, and that's part of the story and part of the background of the book, that I wasn't one of these big-time agents, and I actually signed 2 first-round NBA picks within 3 years, but I read an article about Irwin Johnson, and I knew he was from Louisiana, and I went down and met him and was able to sign him after the end of his senior season. But I tell you, Irwin is the kind of guy that you really meet, not that many people who you would trust with your life, but he's one of those guys. Irwin basically grew up in Jonesville and, you know, had to share a bed with his brother. But he was always a positive kid, and he didn't play basketball in high school. He didn't make the high school football or basketball team, but he felt like God had a purpose in his life. And he ended up going to Baton Rouge and living with his sister and his brother-in-law, who helped set him up in a job at a grocery store. And during this 2-year period, he was 6'3" when he left high school. And during this 2-year period afterward, he grew 8 inches. Well, when you're, 6'11",
yeah,
most people assume you played some basketball, and people just kept asking him, where'd you play basketball? And did you play basketball? And he got in his heart that he felt like God wanted to play basketball. And,
yeah.
And he was helped by the fellow that he was working for, and he got him an interview. He went to LSU, and they had Shaq and Stanley, and then he went down to UNO. And I can make this story really long or short, but I'll try to condense it. But, Tim Floyd was there, and I think it was the last day of recruiting, and he just walked in and said that he wanted to see the coach, and, of course, he was 6'11". The secretary told the coach, hey, there's a guy out here named Irwin Johnson who's 6'11". Mm-hmm. He wants to join the team. Mm-hmm. And he thought it was a joke at first, and walked out, and there was this guy, and he said, well, okay, where'd you play high school basketball? And Irvin said, I didn't play, coach, but I, you know, I'll give you everything I got on it. And, and Tim Floyd said, you know, run the area right here. And he ran it, and he gave him a shot. And I got to say that I really compliment Tim Floyd on that. And I can just say, I go into more detail in the book, but Irvin didn't even know what a drop step was. And there was one of the coaches gave him the nickname Tragic Magic when he first got there. But, you know, with his heart, he was not only overcoming basketball, but also he was the first person in his family to go to college.
Wow.
But he'd get up early and just did it. And, you know, I won't go into more details because of our time limitations, but it made him into a first-round draft pick within, you know, 4 years. And he ended up playing 13 years in the NBA, and he worked and just believed in himself and God, and he took everything God gave him, and you know, was successful. And that's you know, part of the reason I wrote the book is to tell stories like that. So that's abbreviated Irvin Johnson story, but I go into detail of every year he was in the NBA and tell what happened and negotiations and that kind of thing in the book.
Well, that's an incredible, wonderful story. I love hearing it, even though I know it already from you. But the name of the book is Up the Mountain and Down, written by Oscar Schoenfeldt, who's currently a sports agent for the NBA for representing pro basketball players, not NFL. But I don't know. We'll talk about that. Maybe you might dabble in that again. But I know the NBA, we'll talk about that. I want to take a break. Oscar, we'll bring you back, and we'll talk about – I want to talk about Willie Williams, who we both know, who played for the Saints and LSU, was a tight end at LSU, converted to tackle in the pros, which is another great story, like Irvin Johnson's, had to learn a whole new position in pro athletics that he never played in college, Willie Williams. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Oscar Schoenfeldt. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Oscar Schoenfeldt. I want to mention he's a Shreveport native. And, Oscar, I mention that because people in Shreveport listen to the show in Bossier City, Houghton, Stonewall Parish, Natchitoches. You know all those areas. That's where you spent some time growing up.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the book. I actually had the honor and pleasure of being coached by Coach Lee Hedges and Billy Jack Talton, which I do mention in the book. And I actually have a photo of me and Coach Lee Hedges in there. And I just talk a little bit about our – senior season and how it kind of gave me a background to get into the sports business. And so that's mentioned in the book, and I pretty much practice law all over the state. So I'm pretty much familiar with every city in Louisiana, just like you are familiar with every high school and every high school player in Louisiana, Lee.
And I'm like you. I know where to get good food, even though no one knows maybe some of these hole in the walls in the state, where to go. And I love to eat, and also I want to mention that you played at Captain Shreve High School, and a lot of people forget. I mean, some of the younger people might not know, but the people my age and your age would know this, is that Bo Harris was a teammate of yours, played at LSU and the Bengals, linebacker, a great player. And Roland Harper, people don't remember him as much because they had Walter Payton with the Bears, but he was that other running back with the Bears that was your teammate at Captain Shreve.
Yeah, I kind of relate a story about our practice and how when Roland came over, what happened with him and playing in with the team. And so that's in the book, because we had basically to take a black high school team and a white high school team, and we kind of had a season like, remember the Titans, we only lost two games in 2 years.
Wow, incredible. Oscar, I know that, again, you're waiting for a heart transplant. We're praying for you, by the way, buddy. You know that. And I'm glad we're a good diversion for today for you. I'm glad we're doing this, and I'm really excited that you're going to come out of this really, really better than ever. And not just a book for legacy, but you'll be here to share that book and go all over the state. I know I've given you some of your assistants, some radio stations and some people that host. And I want to mention this. Anybody listening to the show who has a Facebook campaign, or if you want to promote something, call Oscar, or you can go to his website and promote to get him on maybe as a guest at some point, maybe late this summer. If you have a radio station, you have a show, you have a TV show, give out your website, Oscar, that they can, how they can reach you if they want to help you promote the book in the state.
Well, the website is sportsagentbook.com, and that has a means to get a hold of us. And also, I mean, if you want to look under my legal address and telephone number is Oscar Schoenfeld. I'm in Baton Rouge. I've kind of had to cut back on my legal work, but I did practice law for 42 years in Louisiana and represented a lot of people out there and a lot of friends. And so, but I didn't really enjoy the being an agent, but the book also talks about how I intertwine my legal work and kind of the legal foundation that I felt like sports fans would really like to know, because I talk about collective bargaining and the rise of the unions and how you undertake negotiations. And I actually have many details of my negotiations with Stanley's big contract when he became a restricted free agent. I don't know if people remember, but Stanley was on the Orlando Magic when Shaq got drafted. And Magic had matched a large contract for Stanley and then signed Shaq to his contract, which many people thought was undoable. And, of course, I talk about the people like Pat Williams, who was a real character down there, the general manager, and when Shaq came in, and some remembrances of Shaq, and also Dale Brown, and a lot of players like Sam Cassell in the NBA, and just things that I remembered, and I kind of felt like people really enjoyed hearing the stories. And I think some people thought I was talking too much and I was too full of myself. People always want to hear these stories. So anyway, that's kind of the reason behind the book also.
Yeah, look, we're going to take a break. And Oscar, I want to bring you back one more segment, and I want to ask you about Dale Brown and what your thoughts are about naming the basketball court after him. You know, there's a lot of talk about getting that done for Dale, and what's your thoughts on that, and then the future of LSU basketball. Basketball in general, in your opinion, for the state of Louisiana in the last 5 years, and then the NCAA tournament being back this year, how fun that it was back and not having it last year. But I want to get those thoughts from you when we come back. We'll be back with more of Oscar Schoenfeld. We're promoting his book, Up and Down the Mountain. It's a great book. We're going to talk about this website, how to buy a copy. It's ready to ship out, and we'll talk more about that as well. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Oscar Schoenfeld, and our topic is about his book that's coming out. And Oscar, you know, speaking of basketball, you're a fan of basketball. I know you like LSU and you like all these other colleges. You like following the sport. I like basketball. What do you think about the future of getting the court named after Dale Brown at LSU? What's your thoughts on that? And then LSU, we'll talk more about some other stuff.
Well, if you ask me if I'm in favor of it, I think that it would be appropriate to honor Coach Brown. He did build the program up. And when I first got there, I was in law school. And, man, I started watching the LSU basketball and just really enjoying it. I remember I was playing hooky on one of my pre-marriage courses out there listening to the radio secret to when we were in one of the final fours that he had procured for us, you know, with the players he had. And so, and he's, he's been a colorful character and really helped build the sport up in the state of Louisiana. And I've enjoyed, he's one of those, as I call, characters and guys that you just meet that you wouldn't meet anywhere else. And I know that he's done a lot for a lot of people. And actually, I talk in the book about one of my clients that I introduced to him. It was a remarkable young man. And Dale was helping him out. He had a disability. And that's how I kind of got in and actually ended up over a period of time getting to know Jim Childers, who was Stanley's high school coach, who was become one of my best friends. And so it all kind of works together, but I would be for that. And I think he has played a significant role in LSU's rise. And I know that we all love to see the basketball coming back under Will Wade.
Yeah, I remember, and I want to say this, if Dale's listening, I know Dale listens to some of our shows. I didn't know what basketball was until I met Dale Brown as a kid at his camp, Oscar. I really didn't know that there was other terms of basketball because of all the promoting Dale did when he got here. Like you said, he got the word out. He went out there and went to the schools and gave nets away and really did a heck of a job, you know, bringing interest to the sport because it wasn't a popular sport from a college side in Louisiana, you know, in the 70s, you know, but he brought that here. I mean, Pistol Pete was popular, but I'm talking about getting the program built. But the book, Up the Mountain and Down, we're promoting that. It's ready to be shipped out. Oscar Schoenfeldt wrote this book. And speaking of LSU basketball, what do you think of Cam Thomas and his ability in the NBA? You follow a lot of this basketball stuff. You know, he was the best scorer at LSU since Chris Jackson, maybe Marcus Thornton. Obviously, Pistol Pete's the best ever. But what's your thoughts on Cam Thomas, and what do you think he'll do in the NBA?
Well, and Lee, I can tell you from my point of view, looking at Cam Thomas, this guy, he's going to make it, and he's going to be I don't know if he's going to be a superstar, but he's going to be in the league a long time. And it's not just the way he plays basketball, but from what I understand is that this is the kind of kid that will get up in the morning and shoot baskets to make himself get better. And that's what you need, and I point this out in the book. You know, as a pro, you can have talent, and you can have ability to play basketball, but you got to have that special work ethic and the desire to be great, to compete in a league of where 300 people or 350 people in the world are actually playing it.
Yeah.
And you know, I've seen examples of that, both kinds. And, you know, I point that out in the book. Stanley probably had as much talent as anybody ever had, and he had, you know, a couple of setbacks. But just Cam Thomas, I can see he reminds me of Chris Jackson back when he was at LSU and his work ethic. And then you look at Shaq. I mean, Shaq worked and he wanted to be great. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, look at Michael Jordan, man. He was not – no one thought he was going to be as good as he was going to be, but he worked. And that's
yeah. –
Cam Thomas has that mentality. He's a player. He's under control all the time, and he can shoot from anywhere on the court. He's going to be a sure player, and I don't have to be a genius to say that. Plus, I've been watching every talk show on the TV since I'm in the hospital.
Right,
so
right.
I can also talk about who was San Francisco going to take. That was yeah. I heard all last week. But that's the answer to that question if you have any others.
Yeah, I mean, and look at the NBA talent to come out of LSU. LSU really doesn't get the credit. Maybe Duke gets Kentucky, you know, North Carolina, Kansas, the Blue Bloods. But when you look at the guys that have come out of LSU just the last 20 years, Brandon Bass out of Capital, Tyrus Thomas, McKinley, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, obviously. You're talking about Stanley Roberts, Marcus Thornton, you know, Garrett Temple. I mean, just you get Glenn Davis, Glenn Baby. I mean, that's a lot of talent. Most of those guys are from Baton Rouge.
Well, Lee, let me just say this. Garrett Temple didn't get drafted.
That's okay. Incredible.
I know Garrett Temple. Garrett Temple is not like some of those players because Garrett Temple is a worker. And I remember that kid growing up. He played with my son, and I can remember, and I know his dad really well, and he's a smart guy, and he knows how to take take what God gave him, and he went all the way. And my friend BJ, who I talk about a lot in the book, he's the one that he got him over at the Rockets after the draft, and that's where he kind of got his start. But BJ could see it then. You know, that's the one thing that one of my best friends, who died recently, he was a scout for 25 years. I mean, he could do that. But, and you talk about some of the higher draft picks, those guys aren't around, but Garrett still is. So
that's incredible.
That's kind of the difference. I mean, obviously Shaquille O'Neal was a worker, but that's what I'm talking about exactly. Well, you can name some big names with talent, but how long do those guys hang around after they've gone to 3 or 4 years? That's kind of the test of what a great player is going to be. I mean, some guys have injuries, but you gotta be mentally focused. And I mean, look, every year when you're in the NBA, you think you got job security once you get a guaranteed contract, but there's more guys coming out of college to take your job.
Right.
And a lot of guys can get by on talent until they hit that wall.
Right.
I had guys that you thought were talented, but you got to put the work in.
Yeah, you see that. You see that in NFL too, and the pro baseball, MLB.
No question.
Wouldn't you agree it's a produce league? You got to produce.
Yeah, and Lee, I can just say that kind of in life too, man. Having been a lawyer, I've seen lawyers that had a lot of potential and were really smart, but they didn't necessarily want to put the work in.
Yeah.
Now, if I have a jury trial, which I did, I'm going to be up all night. I remember my ex-partner, Charles Moore, literally at 3 or 4 in the morning getting ready to deliver one of the best closing statements I've ever seen. And I don't think the defense lawyer was up. So it kind of happens all in life. You know, you got to want to win. That's a really essential ingredient, which, you talk to Chris Wallace and other people that were managers, they can kind of look at that kind of thing. So,
yeah. Yeah. I talked to Chris a lot. You know, Chris, and I know him, and with the Memphis Grizzlies, Memphis is a great, great NBA team franchise. I want to mention this. I want to throw a guy out that you know who he is from way back. He was drafted, but he had similar background like Garrett Temple. He wasn't supposed to play 15 years in the NBA. Went to McNeese State. Went to Natchitoches Central High School. Joe Dumars. Joe had a long career at the Detroit Pistons and had to really do well. And obviously we know about some of the older guys, Elvin Hayes from Rayville, Robert Parrish from Woodlawn and Shreveport, Bob Pettit from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Baton Rouge High, Oscar, Bob Pettit?
I think so, Lee.
Yeah, Baton Rouge High. And then you got a lot of guys that came out. Andrew Toney. You know, people forget about Andrew Toney that went to USL, played for the 76ers for a long time. He had a long career and wasn't a high draft pick, Andrew Toney. I love sports. You love sports. There's a lot of people that listen that love sports. And thank God we have sports, I mean, to mold these young men and women that I think it's such a positive for them to be a part of something, to be a part of a team. And don't you think that really means a lot? A lot of these kids aren't going to play in the pros. What, 3%?
Well,
2%?
I can tell you from personal experience, playing football really turned my life around in the eighth grade. It kind of gave me a group of people to hang out with and to get molded. And then, you know, having coaches like Coach Hedges and Coach Billy Jack Cowden, he was the kind of guy, and I put this in the book, that you would be afraid of, but then if you did the right thing, he'd reward you. So you really loved the guy, but you were a little afraid of him. But he was an intimidating guy back then. But I think everybody respected and loved him, man. Of course, there are coaches that just run you down. I don't respect those type of coaches at all. And Coach Hedges was just the best tactician and leader. And just a guy you could emulate. So I put that in the book. And, you know, looking back at my life, that was a really important part. I still got good friends like Richard Hiller and Bob Pettit that I played with in high school.
That's incredible. Oscar, people that are listening to this show today. I mean, you're calling from Duke Hospital in North Carolina, waiting on to get a transplant, a heart transplant, man. And I know a lot of people out there in this country or all over the world, they're in similar situations. And like I said, you're going to get through this. We're going to pray for you, continue to pray for you. But how long did it take you to write this book? Like from start, when you decided, hey, I'm going to write this book, when you sat down, I remember you telling me about it a few times, but how long did it take you to write this?
Well, like I said, it took me about 3.5 years because when I got my diagnosis, it was 4 years ago. And, I just had to put it in God's hands, and that's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
And I decided to do the book, but you think you remember things, but then you don't really, I can tell you. I had to go back and research a lot, and I've got newspaper quotes in there, and then I got a lot, probably over 100 photographs in there also, which I think people enjoy looking in books. I always enjoy the pictures too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it took a long time, and I felt like it was God's timing. And unfortunately, I mean, I've mentioned BJ, but that's the story in itself. If anyone wants to Google BJ Johnson and the Rockets, they could see his story. But, you know, I just finished the book when he had the tragic accident, and I have a memorial to him in there. I don't really like to talk about that much. It kind of still affects me emotionally. But I started out with the premise that I was a lawyer, and I felt like it kind of like people wanted to know more about collective bargaining when they hear this on the TV and exactly what's going on with the players' unions. And we had a lot of labor strife, if you remember, in the NFL, and I talk about that, and also the NBA and its collective bargaining agreement, how you're a certified agent. And I can tell you the agent business is one of the toughest and probably one of the hardest to get in. And that's what the book is, again, sports agent up the mountain and down. It's kind of based on the fact that I decided to climb up this mountain to being an agent. And I was on my way up there, and I got to the point where I decided I'd rather go back down the mountain.
Yeah,
but I did have, in 20 years, had a lot of great things happen. And I got 2 first-round NBA picks within 2 years of each other, which I would say it was God's work there. Yeah. And I just happened to be in the right place in the right time and have the right 2 clients. And, you know, I'm still close to the guys in the book, particularly, you know, Stanley. This book has a lot about Stanley because he was a colorful guy and a guy that would take a shirt off the back for anybody and had the talent. And we did have our differences with various teams and things like that. So I got all the legal proceedings in there, and Stanley basically said I can write whatever I wanted. But the book's very positive, I think. And I'm very proud of Stanley and the fact that, you know, people tend to say, well, he had all that talent. But I mean, again, like I said, that happens to people all the time, but Stanley came back and graduated, got his degree, is out living a normal life and affecting people every day.
Great guy. Went to Lower Richland High School, as you know, in South Carolina. Stanley Roberts played at LSU and had a long pro career, a lot of those in Europe when you were his agent and the NBA. But 2 questions, Oscar, this is going to be fun before we go. One, I want to ask you, your favorite LSU football player of all time, because I know you're an LSU fan. And 2, give me a record for LSU in 2021 for football. Give me your prediction, wins and losses. Remember, they played 12 games.
Okay, well, you kind of caught me off guard here, Lee.
You can think about it. So the first question would be, who's your favorite LSU football player of all time? Football player.
Well, I have to say Joe Albergamo,
internal
medicine doctor, because he's taking care of me, Lee.
He's going to love this. He's going to love this.
And I got to say this, I'm bragging on him. You know, he was number 3 in his med school class. I did for 42 years, I did medical litigation. So I know a good doctor when I see it, and he is one of the best. So I have to go with that. And then I guess Jamie Bice has to be number 2 because he worked for me, and that's in the book.
He's going to love this. He listens to the show too, I think. So
yeah, and Jamie used to give me this greeting when I first met him. I was a jobber, and he was working for me, and he said, "Hey, I'm Jamie Bice, and number 41 in your program, but number one in your heart." I'm not sure if that's the right number, but that was the thing. Well, Jamie and I got to be great friends, and he's a judge now over in Lake Charles. So I'm very proud of him and Joe. And
let me mention this before I forget. Albert Gama, I got to mention, Joe was a graduate of Archbishop Shaw High School on the West Bank. And Jamie Bice, he would not be happy if I didn't say this. He went to LaGrange High School in Lake Charles. I had to get that in.
Yeah. And for your second question, I do have to comment that I love in 2019. I felt like it was unbelievable with Joe Burrow and the other, you know, Terrence Marshall and all those receivers, and particularly I like to see the tight end.
Yeah, Eric Gilbert.
No, you know his dad, Randy.
Thaddeus Moss. Thaddeus Moss.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoyed watching him because he really kind of overcame a lot. It became a really reliable receiver, and so that team has to go down as my favorite, which I think any LSU fan would probably agree with that. 15-0, and to see the transformation, and you know when you are going through something like, you know, you're going to be doing a heart transplant, you kind of feel like, man, I'm glad I was alive to see this, you know?
Right. So LSU is going to play 12 games in 2021. What do you think they'll do, win and losses? It's just you being a fan. What do you predict? And I'll give you mine after.
I think it's going to be at least a 10 win season. That's my prediction.
So 10-2.
Yes, I think it's a really good team. I think Coach O's got them fired up. They're back in and firing. And I got to say this, Lee, just from my point of view of last year, I think that people didn't get to practice. And obviously, we lost a lot of players. So, I mean, the teams that are so deep and have all that talent, I mean, with Alabama and Clemson, it was kind of, I think it's really, you can't judge that as a regular season. So that's my opinion as far as that goes.
I'm going to say 11-1, and you know I don't do that with LSU. You know me as a friend. I don't ever say 11-1.
Yeah, if you say that, then you must really believe it, because you're usually a little pessimistic, to tell you the truth, Lee.
Yeah.
But football, though.
I'm going 11-1 because it's the most talent I've ever seen on a defense, and they're going to gel. Whether weak, they're going to be strong in just a couple of games in the season. And then – you got to have a great quarterback. They have four quarterbacks. Put it this way, Oscar, I think all four quarterbacks on this team will get drafted, whether they finish a Tiger or not. All four get drafted, which is amazing. But they'll have to pick two of those four, but all four will be in the NFL one day. And you know you got quarterbacks when you got four NFL prospects on one team. LSU, what, had a hard time having one NFL quarterback at one point as a team?
Yeah, that was our problem for a while there. Although the young men were trying, we just didn't have the necessary talent there, I think, for a number of years. And we had the awesome defense, obviously,
I got to say this. I only base this based on if everybody comes back, nobody's kicked off the team between now and August, that everybody returns 11-1. Now, if there's some guys that leave that they want back that don't come back, then it's 10-2. But if everybody comes back for September, this team, I think, people are going to think I'm crazy, is going to be more talented overall than 19. I didn't say better, but more talent because the defense has got more talent. I think defense wins games in the end, even though you got to score some points today with these offenses, but you don't have to have a Joe Burrow to win a national championship. You got to have a good quarterback that's capable of moving those chains and killing that clock. So I think LSU's got that, and they've got a defense. But Oscar,
that sounds great to me as an LSU fan. The one thing I wanted to ask you, what do you think about these the portal transfers now?
Oh, I don't like free agency in college ball, Oscar, at all. I don't think it's good long term. I think you're going to be recruiting year to year instead of every 4 years. You can't, you know, redshirt a kid. You can't wait on a kid to get better. There's no system to learn. You just got to come in every year and then you're done. Like sign these 1 year guys. I don't think it's good for college football. And I don't think the college game is set up for it. I don't think college coaches are set up for it. Meaning, I think the NCAA needs to come in, and the system's not set up for this to go right. You know, it's just too much going on at one time, and it's just a lot of trial and error. I think there should be some kind of cutoff, like so many kids can transfer to your team, or you know, you got to do it by a certain month. There's no rules right now. There's no rules. It's no different than the NFL right now, and that scares me for college football.
Well, I was listening to your podcast with Mickey Guidry, who, by the way, was one of my clients.
Right.
And I helped him write a book. I put that in the book. But I thought that y'all felt that you were kind of in favor of the portal since it allowed students to transfer.
Well, I know Mickey's going to probably differ than me because he has a son playing college ball. You know, and then they have the ability to transfer. And I think I'm not against it. It's just I think there should be more rules. You know, there should be some system set up for it to control it and have rules. There's no rules. It's just there's zero rules for it right now. It's just open free agency, and the college coaches are not used to handling this. They're not used to handling free agency. They're not pro coaches.
Right. There are some rules. I mean, I'm an NCAA certified basketball agent, and we did have to go through. There are some rules as to when you can do it and conditions you have to meet in order to keep your eligibility. But I think you're basically right there as far as it looks like there's going to be a lot of transfers. And it's kind of interesting because not to go on, but just watching the TV today, there were a number of transfers that went through that really looked like they could change the outcome of the season for some teams.
Well, look at Baylor, Oscar. You watched the national championship basketball game, right? Baylor-Gonzaga?
Oh, of course, yeah.
When you look at Baylor, four of their five starters were transfers. And then you look at Gonzaga, two of their best players in the starting lineup were transfers. One, Andrew Nimbert, was from Florida Gators from the year before.
Yeah. So, and if you look at LSU, Joe Burrow was a transfer.
Right. Now, it works. But then it can work against you, too, if you don't, you know, get the right players or maybe you over-get players. Because now what I'm noticing, since the transfer portal's going at a faster rate, more kids are getting upset that are on the team already by you bringing in another guy at his position. So now it's affecting current players on the team.
I think that could be a topic for a whole show, Lee.
Right.
Anyway, we could talk forever. I can go as long as you can. I don't know. Hopefully the listeners are still listening.
Yeah, they are. They are. Look.
Yeah, okay.
Look, promote the website again for people to buy Sports Agent Up and Down the Mountain. Promote your website. So again, the book is ready to purchase. It's now a printed copy. It's actually finished. So tell everybody how they can go get one.
And if you run into me, I'll be glad to sign it anytime once I get out of here and get going again. But it's sportsagentbook.com. Sportsagentbook.com. And if you look at it, it should have a picture of the outside of the book. And I can tell you, if you actually see the book, it's got a lot of photos in it. I think you'd have a lot of fun with it if you love sports like Lee Burkine and I do.
I
thank the audience for their indulgence today, Lee.
Well, not only that, Oscar, but we didn't mention something very important. You're printing a limited amount of copies. We're not just blowing smoke. You really did only print so many. So we really.
Well, I did print a very limited number, and I won't give you the number. But if you really want the book, you should probably get it as soon as possible. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to last, and I'm not trying to make any sales pitch here. Anyway, I basically accomplished what I wanted to do because I think I got a quality book out there, and my grandson will have it and other people. And it's kind of like that Alexander Hamilton song about who'll tell your story, Lee.
Yeah.
And I think you always get a better result if you do it yourself. So that might be a little hint for you. But
there you go.
I gave you a good review in the book, Lee. So we've been friends a long time, and I I know your character, and I know your mother and your stepdad, and I got to give you a plug for a young man that took a dream with a high school education and built it into a career. Now, and if you want to talk football, you're going to talk football if you're with Lieber Keene. I can tell you that much. Great person. And we should also say prayers for your mother, who's had some medical problems recently. But anyway, I've enjoyed it, Lee, and I'm looking forward to getting out and doing a little more publicity with the book when I can walk around and sign it. So.
Well, don't watch too much TV in that room, Oscar. I know it's you're probably watching channels you never watched before in that hospital room right now.
I'm mainly sticking with ESPN and ESPN2.
Okay.
And then I've got internet here also. So we got the NBA playoffs coming up, which is going to be fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. Before we go, do you have a team that you think the team to beat? Is it the Lakers again?
Well, I got to say this to the audience, I'm not a huge Lakers fan. So generally I'm looking at whoever's playing the Lakers as I'm cheering for. But I do have favorites, like obviously Houston because BJ was there, and I knew Rudy, and I was there back when they won the championships with Akeem, and I represented Carl Herrera, who was on that team, and Tim Brough.
Yeah.
So I've always been an affinity for the Rockets, and then I'm cheering for our Pelicans.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping they're going to make that playoff. And I think the team I'm really kind of enamored with, or I really still like, is the Golden State Warriors.
Cause yeah.
Just watching Steph Curry perform, it's worth it. And those guys are gutting it out, and they're playing as hard. I mean, I think everyone is now too, and I think the Lakers do. But I think Golden State's got obviously a larger struggle and less people. And I'm not a fan of collecting all these players who want to get a ring to go to Los Angeles. That's kind of
right.
Not my favorite person.
All-star teams, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I actually, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the Nets play too, getting if we get those guys, you know, if we get Kevin Durant and all the rest of those guys up there playing, I think they're going to really put it together. I got to meet Harden a couple of times back when BJ, when he was at Houston, and he's really a low-key guy. I didn't talk to him at length, but so I like to watch him and Kyrie Irving. I think those three guys together are going to be really fun to watch, and I would love to see them play whoever is the West champion, which is going to be – I don't think Denver's going to do it. I really think it's the Clippers are – probably going to gel, and I LeBron is always good. I like respect LeBron as a player, and I've followed him throughout his career, and he is a player, and he comes to play, and he wants to win. So, Anthony Davis, I was disappointed in the fact that he left New Orleans because I'm a New Orleans fan, but he's got a lot of talent, and they've got talent at every position. So, I think it's the Lakers and the Clippers, and then Phoenix, I think is with Chris Paul. I think is a really good team, and I was representing a fellow recently, Jonathan Motley, who played at Baylor.
Yeah,
and he was on the Clippers and ended up getting cut, but I followed them and I talked to another general manager. So I think all those teams are going to be in the mix, and it's going to be exciting. And I know I got from the moment I get a heart, I still got 2 weeks. I've already been in here 20 days right now.
Wow,
and so. But, you know, this is my home right now. That's the way I'm looking at it. And that's the way you got to look at it when you're in here, because I don't really know when this is going to happen. But,
yeah, yeah. And I want to mention this. I want to mention Skylar Mays is doing a good job for the Atlanta Hawks. As a rookie, he's actually playing some. I'm pulling for the Hawks to be a sleeper last-minute team in, because they're right on the cuffs of making it. And then Boston Celtics, I'm a fan of Boston. That's my team. And Tremont Waters, you know, he plays like once a week or whenever. I mean, they have such a deep rotation in Boston. But I've always been a Celtics fan, going back to Johnson, Bird, McHale, you know, all their great players over the years.
Well, you know, I watched Robert Parrish in high school. He went to Woodlawn, and he's my age.
Huh. Uh-oh. Oh, I forgot about that. I was always thinking you were young. Yeah, yeah, y'all are the same age.
I can remember Robert playing, and boy, he was a great player, and I followed his career. And then just to add in the book, I have several segments in there dealing with Kevin McHale, which as a general manager and coach, and just some of the things I did have a couple of differences with him on a few things, but we are friends, and I consider him a friend. But I do go into a couple of details of our dealings and negotiations with him, and so that all relates to the Celtics. And I've been up there to see games up there when Irvin was playing, and I've always enjoyed that, you know, the Magic Larry Bird rivalry. That's always great for sports. So I've been blessed, and I felt like you know, when I was coming up with this heart surgery, that I would like to put some of this down. So again,
well, yeah,
I don't want to get back into the book, but yeah. It's all in the book, Lee. All in the book.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to talk today. I remember you called me and I said, you know, we need someone for the show. And I said, let's do it, man. And you're like, well, let's do it. You're at the hospital. Let's go. And I'm glad we were able to do it. We actually got a 50-minute show in. We were trying for 20, remember? We got 50 in.
Oh, I could talk. And that's, when they tell me I have a heart, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'll actually share with the viewers that I had one call up for a heart about a week ago, and I got down to pre-op, but so I'm ready to go now for sure. But anyway, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I don't ever take myself too seriously. So if the book's not as good as I'm advertising, then I apologize. But I do want to get it done, and it's been done. So thanks for having me on the show, Lee. I really appreciate it.
Don't hang up. We appreciate you being on. Don't hang up yet. I'm going to end the show, but everybody go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, to read our articles. We don't have a book or anything like Oscar, but go to Oscar's website, and you want to get Sports Agent Up and Down the Mountain, and give them the website one more time, Oscar, to go on and buy it.
SportsAgentBook.com.
SportsAgentBook.com to get a copy of his new book. Oscar, hang on. We'll talk some more, and we'll see everybody on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.